Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird but helpful.
Just I hope like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey, welcome to our podcast.
Oh, you sound excited again, baby.
Thanks, honey.
You're welcome.
Nothing better than a podcast where the co-host tells you that you're failing in the first 2 seconds. But that's kind of what this podcast is about.
Is it really?
It's about, well, not about your It's not about your podcast co-host talking smack to you, but you talking smack to yourself in your head, which I don't have to do because I have a show.
That's right.
Anyways.
I save you the hassle.
But our random thoughts before we talk about that
is
a couple random things that I saw in a YouTube video by Steve Colbert today. So the first one is Peeps Easter candy has potential cancer-causing red dye number 3, according to Forbes. I don't know how anyone thought that Peeps wouldn't potentially, allegedly give you cancer, but this, I guess, is shocking news.
It's not shocking to me.
Yeah.
I mean, what about a peep do you think's not gonna friggin' give you cancer?
I don't know, man.
The whole thing looks like unhealthy.
It looks like a toxin.
In the shape of a turd.
It's fluorescent eyeballs. Toxins with turd-shaped eyeballs.
I mean, Oh my god. I like a lot of sweets in this world.
You like a lot of bad things.
Like, and bad food, yes.
And bad
but
drinks.
But I do not like peeps.
I know, and that's really saying something.
And I love marshmallow.
He does. But he won't eat the peeps.
I don't know what it is.
All that peeps get used for in our house is you put little toothpicks in them and you have a little sword fight in the microwave and see who wins.
We have never done that.
Yeah, we did.
Not you and I.
Yeah, we did.
Well, we gotta do it again.
At Ledge Lawn, man.
Oh, way back then in the fucking 1800s. Why don't you buy a pack of peeps next Easter and we'll do that? That sounds fun.
All right.
Buy 2 packs. So we each have a color.
I get pink.
And then we have multiple rounds.
Yes, that's a really good idea. But anyways, apparently it's all about red dye number 3. And the peeps that are purple or pink, they have that red dye number 3 in them.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Excuse me. When we were kids, wasn't it like red dye or yellow dye number 4?
Yeah, I feel like it was.
So they just come up with new varieties of the dyes, apparently. Know, and then all the ooh, we got to be healthy people, just tear it down again. They changed one little thing on a molecular level, but it still causes cancer.
Yeah. And to be fair to peeps, there's a lot of things with red dye in it. And also to be fair to peeps, not all the peeps have red dye number 4 in it. So, there's a list of them.
Red and pink ones.
It's like Peeps pink marshmallow chicks, Peeps pink marshmallow bunnies, Peeps lavender marshmallow chicks, Peeps lavender marshmallow bunnies, hot tamales candy, Peeps. Wait, how did that get in the list?
Well, the next one is the one I might eat this following peep.
Peeps hot tamales marshmallow.
I didn't know they had that.
Party cake peeps, which sounds like something you'd eat at a strip club. Peeps fruit punch marshmallow chicks, also possibly a strip club or a nightclub.
Well, no, but you can float them in your like your frat house party alcohol punch.
Yeah, so you can get, you know, an STD and cancer all at once. And Peeps wildberry marshmallow bunnies. So those are the ones, right? And this is all coming from Consumer Reports. Yeah. And they have said this before about Peeps. And, you know.
Nobody listened.
Nobody really listened.
Dude, if you like Peeps, you're not going to listen to that at all.
We have a friend who loves Peeps.
I don't think he okay.
He did have cancer.
He did have cancer. He's and okay maybe now. Maybe nowadays he doesn't eat anything on the red spectrum as far as
Peeps are concerned. But he really did love his Peeps. Not that there's a connection, but he did love. He does love his Peeps.
He sure does.
Yeah. We'll just have to make sure not to buy pink or lavender Peeps for him. Bullshit. What?
Like, not that it's not true. But are you going to worry about something you eat once a year at best?
Maybe.
To call it, what? Over, oh, okay, so what are you, like, the strict vegan lifestyle? Nothing I eat.
Has anything
cancerous in it. And if I eat this Peep, or this whole pack of Peeps once a year, I'm bound to die from cancer.
Would make me feel sick to eat Peeps. And I think that some of us know that some things aren't worth the immediate gratification of happy sugar and red dye number 3.
Hey, I don't get any gratification from Peeps. Preaching to the choir here on this one.
But anyways, there's basically red dye number 3 in more than 2,900 food products in the United States.
Of course.
So, and they've been saying that it causes cancer since 1990.
That's probably sometime around the place when it took the place of red dye number 4.
I don't know if there was ever a red dye.
There was a something number 4, and it was a dye. Because I used to hear people talking about it, including like my mom.
Oh, no, man.
And you know. Jeez. It's just crazy.
Alright, so you know, talking
you can
about. You
eat Peeps till you die, or you could just walk out in front of a car and get hit tomorrow. You don't know. Anyways, go ahead.
That is the silliest way to live.
What?
I can hurt myself now because I could get hit by a car tomorrow.
Oh, so you don't want to enjoy life while you can?
I think it's all about, like, cost-benefit ratio.
What's the cost?
I think the cost is, are you going to suffer with cancer later on in your life? And is that damn Peep worth it? Is it worth it to chew tobacco? Is it worth it to drink alcohol? Is it worth it to smoke pot? Is it worth it, you know, there's like, to eat red dye number, whatever. Is it worth it to have fatty foods and clog your arteries? You have to decide as an individual what things are worth it to you. There's a lot of things
on that list you do, baby.
You must just enjoy hating on me.
No, I don't hate on you at all. I'm just saying.
The other thing is about Kate Middleton. And Kate Middleton...
Oh, did she eat a Peep?
No, I don't think she eats anything much. And anyways, she broke the unofficial royal protocol because she had a bold Easter manicure.
Does she have bunnies on her nails?
No, she just had red nails. And according to the ancient rules of royal etiquette in England, you are only supposed to have, like, pinky flesh-colored fingernails. Oh,
kind of like, is that like a French manicure?
I don't know if you're allowed to have the tippy tops because that's French.
Oh, the white part. Oh, yeah.
So you're nude, and she wore bright red, like the naughty lady she is, I guess.
But that was the bluest dress I've ever seen, I think.
It's a very blue dress.
That thing was crazy. I actually kind of liked it.
All about Kate Middleton's nails, which are apparently scandalous, and it's also about the Peeps, but it's also about self-talk, right?
Yeah.
And according to the International Association of Wellness Professionals, self-talk plays a critical role in anxiety, and those people talk to the people at Bustle. We have the links in the podcast notes. And they said that basically a lot of our negative self-talk is a habit we've learned. But fortunately, we have the ability to break this habit and respond differently, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And, you know, if you have Sean, you don't need to do it to yourself because he'll just do it to you all day.
Oh, man.
And during the podcast.
You see how she treats me?
Where
she's constantly putting me down.
Where he says things like, you do all the things and a lot of the things. And
I did not say all. Thank
a
you.
A lot of the things. A lot of things and all this. Yeah, really? I chew tobacco.
No. Oh, right. you're gonna nitpick?
No, I'm just saying.
You drink alcohol, you eat fatty food sometimes, you eat processed food sometimes.
I probably wouldn't eat any fatty foods if I didn't live with you, man.
Oh, man, once again.
You influenced my whole diet.
Look what you'd be missing out on.
Oh, my God. So, anyways, the Bustle has a great list of 11 things that you should avoid saying to yourself if you want to try to help a little bit about your anxiety. And, you know, I want to put a disclaimer in here that, like, not all, like, anxiety is a big deal thing. And for some people, it is not this simple just to stop having negative talk, you know? But
is that what they say? If you stop talking to yourself negatively, you're going to stop having anxiety?
It says that.
It does. It says stop it in its tracks.
Yeah, and I think that's just a little bit of clickbait, right?
Yeah,
it's a good article, but that's a little clickbaity. So we're saying it might help. And, you know, why do you want to talk negatively to yourself anyways?
That's for sure.
You can just hire Sean for $500 an hour, and he will come and talk negatively to you.
I wonder if we could make money for that. I don't know how to do that very well.
Only to me.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so ready? Number one is?
I'm so stupid.
Right? Like, so that doesn't help, right? Like, every time you make a mistake, if you think you're stupid, that's not really a good idea. So what they say is that you should think instead, whoa, why did I just say that? I'm really feeling insecure. And then you acknowledge what you just felt, then you let the feeling happen and let it go flow through you and focus on your feelings instead of calling yourself a name. Number two is I'll never feel better.
I thought that was my part.
Oh, all right.
Okay, I'm
Do you ever think I'll never feel better?
No.
I know. Number three is
this is the worst ever.
So that's catastrophizing. Or catastrophizing? Or catastrophizing? How do you even say that word?
Catastrophizing.
That's it. So anyways, I'm not going to think inside my head I'm so stupid right now because I couldn't say that word. Huh, did I really not know how to say it or not? Now we'll never know. But anyways.
We know.
You're such a jerk. Anyways, it's like when you do that, it's like you make something into an end of the world catastrophe, right?
Oh yeah.
And I do that.
You do?
I do that. Yeah, I think so. I think I hate everything all the time.
Yes.
And everything.
There's just no point
in anything. Yeah, that's mine. Mine is my anxiety statement. It's like, there's just no point. There's no
anymore.
Purpose. There's no point anymore. There's just no point anymore. But the thing is, I don't say it in my head. I say it out loud. I have no filter.
Oh, well, you can say it out loud if you're alone. You're still saying it to yourself.
No.
But you don't do that either.
No.
But I love you.
Yeah, I can tell.
I do.
So, basically, like, if you're only, according to this doctor, Schifrin, who I probably messed up their name too, when we only see the worst, we set ourselves up for disappointment and worry. So just acknowledge your feelings and say, hey, I feel scared right now. And then, like, you realize how big your anxiety is without making it worse, allegedly. Number four.
I should be feeling better.
So, like, I should statements make your anxiety spiral, basically. Like, because it's negative, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Number five is
what if?
So, what if is the worst case scenario statement, right? So it's like, oh my gosh, what if I don't get enough writing clients this month? Then I won't make $8,000 a month. And then if I don't make $8,000 a month, I won't make $100,000 a year. And if I don't make $100,000 a year, we're gonna lose our house.
Yeah, right.
And then we'll end up bankrupt. And then I'll end up in jail. And then they'll take the children from us. One of our children is a grown-up. But they'll still take the children from us. And we'll lose the dogs. And the dogs will die.
That's worth it all.
So anyways, you're not supposed to do what if and spiral into worst-case scenarios. Number six is
My whole plan will be thrown off by this. Wow. A couple of these look really familiar. And I'm not talking about you.
Oh, whose is this one?
I'm not gonna say.
Oh, I know who it is. So anyways, like, if you have a hiccup, if you have a little glitch or a hitch in your plans, if you're this type of personality type, maybe an INFJ, maybe an ENTJ, you can get some anxiety out of that, right? Number 7.
This is all my fault.
Yeah, I don't do that.
That one doesn't fit.
No one in our family has that one. Oh, shoot.
See, we agree sometimes.
Very, very rarely. Number 8 is...
It's always the same.
So, basically, according to Bustle, one of the doctors they interviewed said, this type of all-or-nothing thinking keeps you locked into anxiety. When you predict things will only go one way, you do not open yourself up to new possibilities, and how you handled something in the past doesn't dictate how you'll handle it now. So just be open, man. How about number 9?
I can't do this.
I don't have that.
No, you're really good about not having that.
Number 10 is...
Just calm down.
Don't tell yourself to calm down.
Hire it doesn't work for other you. People.
Exactly, right?
Don't say relax either.
No.
Don't tell yourself to relax.
Don't tell yourself to relax. Number 11 and the last one is...
I have to do this perfectly.
And nobody in our house thinks that except for...
Me at bedtime.
You're never serious. How are you ever going to help any other human beings if you can't be authentic?
You don't think I'm being authentic. But anyways, who in this house is that? I can only think of one person.
I thought it was you.
No, not me.
Oh, really?
No, I just naturally do things perfectly.
Oh.
Jeez. I don't think about it.
No. My gosh. Do you have any negative self-talk?
Captain hell Perfect. Yeah, I did.
And what are yours?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't
Shawnee.
Oh, you know what one of mine is? I don't remember.
No, because I just... You don't remember? What is wrong with you?
No, what I thought of wasn't really self-talk.
Oh, my God.
Actually. So I mixed it.
Oh, thanks for being helpful there, Ben.
I'm sure I do. But it's, you know...
You don't think it's stupid?
You know, I think a modicum of it is healthy.
Yeah.
Actually.
You just don't want it to take over.
I kind of think that article is like number one post COVID. Like, I should feel better by now, unless that was just mental status and not physical health.
Yeah.
Or will I ever feel better? But the pictures led me to believe it was more like a physical health, but it could have been just depression. I'm in bed because of depression.
No, they were just finding some easy stock photos that somebody else had already used. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, you know, that's two different things, physicality and mentality.
Mentality.
So. Anyways.
All right, let's do dog tip.
No, I'm not. Did you already stop recording?
No, I didn't.
Well, you asked me a question.
I know, but you weren't. You told me that you don't have negative
self-talk.
No, after
that,
and then
something else came up.
You...
Oh, never mind. I do have negative self-talk. I just can't remember any. I mean, it's really elaborate, so it's hard to remember. I don't just say those simple 3 or 4 letter statements. Like, I have whole conversations.
In your head?
Oh, maybe out loud.
You know what mine
when
is?
When nobody's around.
You know what mine is?
What?
Mine is nobody loves you.
Yeah, that's stupid. Why would you say that?
Because I don't feel loved, I guess. Or maybe that's my thing.
Like, that is your thing.
Like, nobody loves me.
Yeah.
Like, yesterday, I think, I was walking up the stairs, and I thought, nobody loves me. And then I actually, before I read this article, thought, oh, my effing word, holy person, Carrie, you can't say that. That's so negative. Like, it's just BS. That's, like, the most stupid thing you should say. And even if nobody did, who cares?
Well, I have that was two my, things like, to say.
That was my self-talk as I went to the next stair.
Number one, does holy person mean shit is a holy person word?
No,
now?
I just was trying not to say G-O-D because I was trying not to
take the
thing.
I got you.
Trying not to break a commandment.
But the other thing is, if I was not your husband and I was actually a paid therapist,
yeah.
Would my response to that statement of nobody loves me not be, Is that because you think you're unworthy of being loved?
No, Carrie? I think I'm very worthy.
Oh, so you break the mold. See, that's why you can't go to therapy.
Why?
Because you never open an eyes. What? With your therapy. I'm in a therapy role right now.
You're the one who won't even talk about your negative self-talk. I'm totally open and honest.
I was trying to. I just couldn't remember.
Yes, I think I'm worthy of love, but the negative script in my life is from this. Ready? Here. Ready? I'm just proving to you how wrong you are. That because you think you know me better than I know me. I don't think I'm worthy of love because why? Yesterday, one of my authors said, Carrie, your voice sounds just like Marcel Lachelle. Marcel Lachelle is a cartoon with a very goofy voice. In seventh grade, one of my teachers brought me out of recess, told me that because my voice is so goofy, no one was ever going to love me, no one was ever going to care about me, no one would ever take me seriously, I'd never get a job, and I'd never be successful in my life. So that is the negative script that I go back to. No one will ever love me. And it was a trigger from that email, which was not meant to be mean.
So as your therapist, it was your seventh grade teacher that made you feel like you weren't worthy of being loved.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my whole personality
changed.
That
was my question to you and you denied it.
No, I feel like I'm worthy of love. I just feel like it's easy to go back into that negative script of childhood.
Of course it is.
When you have a teacher who tells you that even though you've been trying to fix your S's since first grade and you can't, that because of that, you're never going to have a successful life by the metrics of American society.
Yeah.
So that obviously impacted.
Of course. That's,
and that's why my go-to thing is nobody loves me.
That's your typical age self for people that turn out to be serial killers and they're dropping faces and everything. I'm serious. It's a very impressionable age. Dog tip for life.
Dog tip for life is you're not a serial killer if something dramatic happened to you.
Well, hell no. That's not what I was saying at all. Something dramatic happens to everybody.
That's very true.
Especially even when they're young.
Especially when they're young.
But some things stick with you more than others. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, what's our dog tip for life? Do you have one?
Well, I kind of wish one of our dogs would give themselves a little more negative self-talk. So they can work through some of their issues on their own.
Sparty, the dog, has no issues.
No.
He is the perfect boy. And that's because he doesn't engage in negative self-talk. He just is who he is, man.
He doesn't talk negative about himself ever.
But Pogie, our puppy, might need a little bit more.
I don't think she does either. I just think she needs to.
I think she needs some
because that
drugs.
That would indicate like some self-realization, maybe.
And we could all use a little of that as this podcast.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be in a negative way. Don't put yourself down or shit on yourself.
Because that's messy.
Or. All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef. If I broke for free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.